This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. The Philadelphia School Board didn't break any laws when they limited speakers during public meetings, a judge has ruled. Meanwhile, thousands were still left without power yesterday following Monday's storm. State police have started a body camera pilot program. Lastly, Heinz Field lives on. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The Philadelphia School Board made some changes regarding public meetings in 2021, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. Those changes were limiting the number of public speakers to 10 students and 30 adults, as well as cutting how long they could speak from 3 minutes to 2, although students were eventually bumped back up to the former. The Alliance for Philadelphia Public Schools and URBED, which was founded by students and is represented by the ACLU, took issue with these changes, labeling them quote-unquote speaker suppression. They also claimed the changes went against Pennsylvania law by, quote, foreclosing the public from meaningfully participating in government operations. Common Pleas Court Judge Jacqueline F. Allen, however, disagreed and recently ruled that the board broke no laws whatsoever after the two groups filed a lawsuit seeking an immediate injunction to the policy. The decision on whether or not to file an appeal in light of this ruling hasn't been reached yet as of the recording of this episode. Thousands of people were still left without power all over Pennsylvania yesterday after Monday storms, reports PennLive. High winds, fallen trees, and flooding added to these power outages, which were felt the hardest in York, Lancaster, Fulton, and Franklin counties, according to the National Weather Service. Nearly 24,000 people had no power in York County, for example, and even as the weather cleared, issues were still being reported. How many people remain without power today remains unconfirmed. State police have begun a body camera pilot program, states CBS Local Pittsburgh. Troopers in Carlisle will be the ones to test this initiative out first, with 18 cameras being shared between those on duty as a means to document evidence in criminal cases and as a way to enhance training, among other things. For 60 days, they'll be doing this trial run before rolling out the camera statewide. Says State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Powers, quote, "The public rightfully expects their interactions with police to be safe, respectful, and constitutional, and I believe the use of body-worn cameras demonstrates that the Pennsylvania State Police is committed to providing faithful and honest law enforcement services." Heinz Field will live on, says the Tribune Review, just outside of Pittsburgh. Kraft Heinz donated over $1 million to Aliquippa School District and, in return, got naming rights to its newly renovated high school stadium. Once called the Pit, the stadium will now take on the mantle of Heinz Field, complete with a sign and banner proudly touting the name. Says Peter Hall, president of U.S. Away From Home and Kraft Heinz Ingredients, quote, "We know how important the original Heinz Field was to the people of Pittsburgh. By working with Aliquippa, a community that has truly inspired us, we're making our dream of a Heinz Field reboot a reality." That's all for today. For even more Pennsylvania news and beyond, drop by PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast and to leave it an honest review, which reminds me, thanks to Girl from the Hood and Wild Bill 95 for your continued kind words. And thanks to all of you ahead of time and for listening. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.